When children have cancer, parents can be robbed of the role of nurturer because treatments like chemotherapy and radiation destroy appetite. Washington, D.C. mom Danielle Cook Navidi has been there. Her son Fabian was 11 when he was diagnosed with stage 3 Hodgkin's lymphoma. He lost his appetite, and an oncologist suggested she give him McDonald's, get the calories in him. But Danielle felt the nutritional quality of the calories was also important. So she started cooking for her son. She got a master's in nutrition. And after Fabian's cancer went into remission, she decided to share what she'd learned. She teaches cooking classes at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. And she's compiled her recipes in a new cookbook called Happily Hungry Smart Recipes for Kids with Cancer. Fabian, now 19, contributes an introduction. And Danielle Cook Navidi joins us from the studios of WAMU in Washington. Danielle, we should say the cookbook is for kids, but it could be used for adults as well.
Well, that was my intention as well. I wanted to put together a book that would be family-friendly.
Well, one of the things you do that, of course, sets it apart from other books is that you include an index of 6 problematic chemotherapy side effects, and then you have specific foods that might help with those side effects. So let's go through the side effects. Nausea, constipation. Your son writes in the book he was once told he was FOS, full of stools.
Yes.
So constipation. Yes. So what helps with constipation, for instance?
Hydration is a big part of constipation. You really need to keep the children really, really well hydrated. And beyond the obvious waters and teas and other beverages, we've got foods like high-fiber foods that are going to be extremely important.
For instance, red bean and rice soup.
Yes, legumes are a good way, high source of fiber in legumes. Beets in our beet, tomato, and watermelon salad. Beets are a great way to move things through. Even the chicken broths, the chicken noodle soup and the chicken broth, all those vegetables, every little component in the majority of these soups are going to have both fluids and sources of fiber.
Yeah. Some of the other side effects of the cancer treatment, mouth sores, which of course make it difficult to eat, fatigue, taste alterations. Remind us.
Anybody undergoing chemotherapy will know that your taste buds really die out at certain points and things start tasting really awful or very strange. And so these recipes that I've indicated good for these impaired taste buds combine salt and sweet and sour and creamy. And what I tell parents is that what might taste totally fine to you in a soup or a vegetable dish might be completely bland to the patient. And so you need to start playing around with amping up flavor so that it will stimulate the taste buds and then through that, hopefully generate a little bit more of an appetite.
Well, for instance, I have one of the recipes that you recommend for not just taste alterations, but for fatigue, for the mouth sores, for the nausea. Potatoes, mashed, fluffy with poached egg. This smells so incredible. It's right in front of me. I mean, this is the definitive comfort food.
It really is. And it was something, having grown up in Europe, that my mother actually used to give us after we had had terrible stomach issues. Mm-hmm. And I fell back on that as a mom for my child. Besides which, it's got excellent nutrients to it. It's got the potassium in the potatoes that help when you're depleted after bouts of diarrhea and vomiting. And it's got a great source of protein in the egg.
Well, the last side effect that you talk about, neutropenia. Remind us what this is.
So neutropenia happens to all cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy. There are certain points in the treatment where the immune system is so depleted, there just isn't any fighting capability. And there's a big concern for infection during those periods. So it's a cause for a lot of concern for doctors and obviously the families to avoid any kind of infection. So we are told no raw vegetables, no raw fruits. Everything needs to be extremely well cooked. You just need to avoid all raw milk.
Things that can carry bacteria. Right,
correct.
Because the children are so susceptible. And this is, you've got tips spread out throughout the book. And when it comes to, here's a tip, replace all fresh fruit with frozen fruit, fresh herbs with dried. And this way you can still have fruit but avoid potential bacteria.
That's right. Now, some physicians don't even want their patients to have frozen fruits. At Georgetown, the oncologists at Georgetown are okay with that. In my experience, I did actually use replacing fresh fruits with frozen fruits. And, you know, dried herbs are a great way of getting flavor into things. You don't always have to go with the fresh.
Give me an example of something that you came up with for something that your son Fabian loved.
The potato salad with a black olive pesto. That was a great way to satisfy his salt cravings. And this happens commonly with the steroids that are used in treatment. There will be salt cravings and cravings for carbohydrates. So this recipe I developed to pull together those, satisfy those cravings. The potatoes, I roasted, oven roasted them. And then I came up with the combination of foods that he loved, olives and feta. This was a child who would crave olives and feta when he finally got an appetite back.
There's a whole section on smoothies, mango and purple power. And smoothies can do so much for anyone, but what did you find that they could carry for your child?
When kids have no appetite or are faced with side effects such as mouth sores and are having trouble swallowing, smoothies can be just the best way of getting a little bit of nutrition and more fluids in them. So you just grind it all up into the blender. We can work with a whole range of wonderful fruits and yogurts or non-yogurt dairy substitutes. It's probably the most flexible food in this book are the smoothies, because the options of mixing things are just endless.
Yeah. We have one other recipe that has been cooked by our colleague Karen Miller-Medson. She did your oven-roasted sweet potato fries. They're fabulous for anyone. And you put paprika and cinnamon on them, so they've got sweet and a savory taste. But also, you say you can put anything, Parmesan cheese, herbs, cayenne pepper, to stimulate the appetite.
Yes, there are wonderful spices to help bring on an appetite. And cayenne pepper is one of them. It might not be appropriate for very young children, although I have seen very young kids really go for salt, very spicy salsas and that sort of thing. But cayenne pepper, cinnamon, good herbs, intense flavors will bring on an appetite.
Well, Danielle Cook, Nivedita, you go out of your way to say you are not an oncologist, but an oncologist is recommending the book, Aziza Shad, who you worked with at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. She writes in the foreword, healthy nutrition makes treatment more tolerable. It decreases susceptibility to infection. It correlates positively with fewer complications, lower cost of care. This is real medical care. But I'm also thinking in something that your son said, that it like, gives you a chance to be a mother. He was eating a soup, I think, that you made, and he said, it makes me think someone's caring for me.
Yes, it's really, food has an amazing healing quality to it. And as a parent, you do lose all sense of control when an event like this happens. So going back to the fundamentals and going back to being able to just cook something even so simple but so nourishing that makes your child feel better is very, very rewarding. I think it brings in a certain quality of life to a crisis situation.
Danielle Cook Navidi, again, her new cookbook, Happily Hungry, Smart Recipes for Kids with Cancer. Danielle, thanks so much for sharing this with everyone.
Thank you.
And we'll have a few of Danielle's recipes. Yes, her name really is Cook Navidi. Also have pictures of her now healthy son at hereandnow.org. Here Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.